This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Myrtle Creek City Government working on ideas and gathering input about revitalizing the community. City Administrator Lonnie Rainville is on with us this morning. Lonnie, good morning.
Morning, Kyle. Appreciate the opportunity this morning.
You bet. We talked about this a few weeks ago. Talk about what the basic idea is and what you're hoping to accomplish with the listening sessions and the other data that you're gathering.
Yeah, so really what we're looking to do is try and establish like a long-range plan for improving the livability and tourism for the city of Myrtle Creek. Really what we're looking at there is kind of looking at our neighborhoods, trying to figure out what our citizens and residents are looking for, things like lighting, street improvements, sidewalk improvements, those type of things. Looking at getting input on our park system, what types of improvements would they like to see in our parks? What improvements would they like to see in our commercial district, in our downtown areas? What types of businesses would they like to see come into Myrtle Creek? So we're just trying to get that input from our citizens and residents of not just Myrtle Creek, but the entire 97457 area, which encompasses Tri-City as well, to try and get that input on what can we do to bring people in and make Myrtle Creek a great place to live.
Now, you recently had some listening sessions. More begin tomorrow. What kind of things did you learn or hear about from those first set of sessions?
Yeah, actually, we had some great input on that. We found out that people really are aware of, what they want to have in Myrtle Creek. Things like more social gathering places. We had the Tap House here for a few years, and unfortunately, that went out of business. But they want more social gathering areas, restaurants that they can frequent, things like that. They're looking at, wanting to have like a museum or an activity center, things that will be a draw, pull people off the I-5 corridor and bring people into town as far as tourism. They are wanting to improve our buildings on Main Street. We have some buildings that need some help, so they're looking at wanting to have that done. And then one of the things that I was kind of surprised by was the fact that they don't think that we promote when we do have events. We don't promote them enough to get the word out that they were holding these events in our city. So it was a great conversations that we had 2 weeks ago with our meetings.
And you have more resuming tomorrow. What's the schedule for the balance of the week?
Yeah, so we have four more meetings. We have our first meeting coming up tomorrow at 9 a.m. We have two meetings on Thursday, one at 2:30 and one at 6. And then our last meeting will be on Saturday at 6 o'clock. And all of our meetings are at our community center. It's located at 245 Northwest 2nd Street here in Myrtle Creek.
So what's the structure if somebody were to attend? Do you give a presentation or do you just open it up for audience input or a little both?
A little of both. So we give a kind of an overview of what we're looking at for the program, kind of the process that we're going to be going through. We take them out to the website, which is imaginemyrtlecreek.com. That's where our survey is located. And so we're really trying to drive people to go take that survey. So we talk about the survey, kind of walk through the survey a little bit. And then, yeah, we turn it over to the group and ask them just to give us input. It's kind of more of a free flow dialogue where people just start, having a conversation about what they would like in Myrtle Creek.
What's the steps after you finish these listening sessions? How do you deal with all this data?
Well, we have three sets of data collection that we're going to do. The first one we're doing is our community and resident survey. After we complete this, probably starting towards the 1st of April, middle of April, we're going to shift gears and slide it over, and we're going to start communicating with our business community, talking to them about what they think they need, what they think will draw more business into Myrtle Creek, looking at how do we get investors to invest in Myrtle Creek. So that'll be the next group that we will start communicating with and getting information from. And then we're going to do the first impression survey, which is we're going to try and get people from out of town coming in. They'll have a survey with them and then basically just give us their impression of Myrtle Creek as they first drive into town for the first time. What do they think about Myrtle Creek? Where can we improve? What do they like? Those type of things. From all that information, we will then begin to develop a report of, what do we need to do? What do we want Myrtle Creek to look like? And kind of draft that long-range improvement plan.
And, of course, you've been in Myrtle Creek for great number of years, right?
Yeah, actually, I'm a graduate of South Umpqua High School. I went away for a few years to go to school and came back and have raised two kids here. So, yeah, I'm a long-term resident of Myrtle Creek.
Do you feel like when people have lived in a community for a long time, it's easy to just accept the status quo and not necessarily always think about things that could be done to improve the community?
I think you always have those ideas that you'd like to see more, but sometimes you don't know how to go about making those improvements. And that's really what we're trying to do here, is give the public that opportunity, that avenue to give their input of what they would like to see, so that we can start making those changes. So, it's one of those things where you know you want to see more, but you just don't know how to go about it. And so at the city, we're trying to give people that avenue to be able to do more.
And the website again for this special emphasis?
Is imaginemyrtlecreek.com.
All right, more information on that. And, of course, the listening sessions resuming tomorrow. Lonnie Rainville, City Administrator for Myrtle Creek. Lonnie, thanks for being on this morning.
You bet. Take care.
8:37 at the morning report.
It's the event of the